So today let's talk about peak engagement, because many people ask us about what is peak engagement, and let me explain you to this very, very easily. So first of all, let's understand what is engagement. See, the engagement is the overall activity in a particular area or in a particular voice, a particular channel, a particular community. It can be anywhere, even a particular discussion. So the engagement is the overall activity of all those people who are a part of that particular stuff. That's what engagement is. Now, once you have understood what is an engagement, we can actually understand what is peak engagement. Now, there are some peak engagement hours. So, peak engagement hours are actually a time when the engagement in a specific thing is really high. For example, let's consider Instagram. The peak engagement of Instagram, or even Facebook in that matter, is about 3 p.m. and then about 5 p.m. every day. And most of the times engagement is found on Thursdays. So what does this mean? This means that people are more likely to be on Instagram on these particular times and these particular days. People most oftenly avoid being on social medias on their first day at work because they are really busy at that time. It's the start of the week. And they need to give their time in their offices or at their work. So people mostly avoid being active in their first days at work. People find that it's rather good to be active in the weekend time, because it's weekend, it's time of enjoyment. So peak hours depend on that as well. The reason that 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. are active times, because after 3 p.m. or by 3 p.m. you have your lunch in your office or at your school or even at your house, and after your lunch you are basically free to have some relaxation before you resume to your work. So in that time people actually check out their Instagram feed or their Facebook feed. So people consider that these peak engagement hours are the best times to post your content. So if you are a content creator, you need to analyze the peak engagement hours for different type of content. Now this peak engagement time is different for different communities and different type of people as well. You need to understand that, okay? Because some communities may be active at some particular time, while other communities won't be that much active at that same particular time. This depends on what the occupation is for a particular type of people. For example, let me give you another example this time. Let's consider the occupation of, let's consider there are two type of people. Some do work during daytime and some do work during night hours. So some have work in the daytime at their office hours. Their office hours are about 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. That's for night hours. And some people have from maybe 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So maybe these are the working hours of different types of people. So the guys who are actually busy in their work in the later half won't be able to see the feed in the morning time, because at that time they may be sleeping. So this is how peak hours depend. If you want to determine the peak hours for your particular content or anything, we can help you with that. You can simply send us a voice message or simply check out our YouTube and comment your question, or join our Telegram and ask us a question. We may try to help you in that matter if it's really, really small. Or else you can use your analytics. For example, YouTube has got analytics, Facebook has got analytics, even Instagram has got pretty good analytics, wherein you can check out that your community is active in which particular time, and then you can target them accordingly. Most of the times it completely depends on experimentation. You will have to experiment by posting on different times and check out the engagement. Maybe the engagement didn't rise because that was a peak hour, but because of some certain different reasons. That could also be the case, but you will have to experiment in this manner. And once you experiment, you get a better idea about what's going on in the market, and you understand how you can make sure that your content reaches most of the audience. For more such tips and more such valuable content, make sure to follow our podcast, because we are not going to stop. We are going to continuously throw content at you, which will be productive and easy to understand.